Welcome to Metaphysical Soul Speak. I'm your host, Elena Fox Starks. Hey guys, I hope that whenever and wherever you are in the world, today or tonight, wherever, whatever you're doing, whether you're at work or on your way to work, or if you're at home, or no matter what you're doing, I hope that you are doing okay. The symptoms continue. The ascension symptoms continue. I have looked at about 4 or 5 different major channels on YouTube that I normally look at, and people are reporting some pretty crazy stuff. I mean, they're getting like an onset of a sudden flu, just suddenly out of nowhere, not sick at all, and then all of a sudden, boom, they've got the flu. And they've been, people have been reporting vomiting, nausea out of nowhere, and feeling woozy, dizzy when they get up, having a lot of stomach issues. I've been having, in the middle of the night, twice in the past 3-4 days, I've had acid reflux, and it's weird because I've been eating a lot of vegetables and meat and no grains, no fried foods, nothing that would cause that kind of acid reflux. Usually if I eat too much butter, then that's what happens, but it's been over a week since I've had butter. And yet I'm feeling like, you know, if you get the acid reflux, remember, just a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and a glass of water, drink it down, and within 10 minutes, everything's going to be fine. It's so much faster and so much easier than taking antacids, which will ruin it and make the problem, or ruin your stomach and make the problem worse. And I think drinking alkaline water will do the same thing. It will make your stomach produce even more acid. So you got to be careful and, you know, with all that. Anyway, the ascension symptoms have been including just feeling groggy or mentally not totally there. For me today, I was mentally 100% focused like a laser on what I was doing, but the time went so fast. It felt like 4 hours and 12 hours had passed. So like for me, I was able to focus, but yet all this other, it was just very, I mean, just like, where the hell did the time go? And I've had a couple feelings about in the past 3-4 days that when I lay down to go to sleep, I'm going somewhere else, like to another world. And I'm living for years or something somewhere else. And then I come back and I'm fine. And I'll wake up like 5 hours later and I feel like I've slept and slept and slept. Sometimes I get the feeling I'm going to another timeline and sleeping somewhere else, like in a more comfortable bed or something. I've been having a lot of weird timeline hopping anomaly type of feelings, even though it's not as concrete feeling as it was before. A lot of people are reporting feelings of depression, worthlessness, anxiety, despair, general malaise, and melancholia. People are feeling melancholy, like very sad. Like sometimes there's a reason, and most of the time people are saying, no, I'm just feeling melancholy and there's no reason for it. It's all part of this. I'm sure it's part of this purple Eeyore cosmic wave that came our way from the supernova that exploded. And today it dawned on me that that was how the consciousness of the supernova, before it went supernova, the star was feeling hopeless and there was nothing. It was afraid to lose its life. And then it went supernova, and that energy of the fear of a star came our way. So we're all feeling like, man, you know? It's just like a weird thought I had. And maybe, you know, I know that if the sun and the moon have consciousness, all the stars do too. We all are one, right? Every atom is related to all the atoms. Everything is created by God. That's what we say, right? Everything's created by God. So obviously the stars are too. And I feel like the stars are beings like you or I who are millions of years advanced compared to us, spiritually speaking, and they've decided to become stars. Someday you'll be able to become a planet. It's weird, but if you want, I mean, for me, I don't want to be a planet. I don't want to be a star or a sun. I've already had enough just doing what I'm doing, having been the angel of death, supposedly, as well as being a human a bajillion times and living on many other planets. I think I'm good. I mean, I don't feel like I need to have a different experience, at least for right now. I'm just satiated. Is that how they say it? I'm full, God. I don't want to do that again. I mean, this has been super fun and exciting as far as being our normal everyday selves. That was enough for me. And now we're going through this massive freaking ascension, which is, this stuff is crazy that we're going through. Why would we ever want to go back again? I don't want to live in a 3D world again. I know for a fact, I mean, 5D or better for me. I don't ever want to go back to 3D world. I mean, I'm still reeling from it, right? Are you guys still reeling from it? I think everyone is. You know, we're trying so hard to get the hell out of it now. Anyway, the Amazon rainforest is on fire. We need to send healing and love and light energy towards this. Asking for rain possibly will work to put out the fires. But if we ask for too much rain, there are people living there. We don't want them to flood out. A lot of tribes live up and down the Amazon in Brazil. And above the clouds in Brazil in the last 24 hours, Skywatch Media News channel on YouTube mentioned that there was a being of light flying through the air and it was captured. It looks like an angel flying through the air above Brazil, which is where that part of the rainforest is on fire right now. So I went to go share my information about my show, about Metaphysical Soul Speak, the podcast, on my group Namaste on Facebook. And it turns out there was someone who was asking for prayers for a 17-year-old girl who has brain cancer. So if you are so inclined, please say prayers for her. I don't know her name. It wasn't mentioned. But it seems like there's a lot more of brain cancer going around, at least in my energy field, probably because my friend Amber, God bless her now, and looks like she's losing the fight at the moment. I'm sure soon she will go on to the other realms, and as soon as she's cocooned and healed, she'll come back and talk to me. But yeah, I don't know. It's like kind of crazy. Some of the stuff is sad, man. But there's a lot of melancholy, a lot of feelings of nostalgia, longing for the safety of childhood, longing for people who have died, and longing for the feelings that we had when we were little kids, when everything was new and fresh, and everyday ordinary things were extraordinary. Do you guys have longings for that? Like weird memories, like, you know, maybe you had like an ice cream cone and it fell on this sidewalk, you know, and the ice cream falls out. Holy crap, that was like the worst thing that happened to me repeatedly when I was a kid. I'd lick my ice cream too hard and freaking fall off into the sidewalk. It was like, no. One time my dad offered, the minute we get home, let's put it in a bowl. And so I put it in a bowl and I ate it. And they said I couldn't take the bowl outside, so I couldn't hang out with my friends. And it was like, next time, no, I'm going to eat it outside. I could do it this time. Damn it, I can do it. And no, it fell on the sidewalk again. And even though that was like such a disappointing scene in my life, my inability to have any kind of freaking coordination whatsoever, because obviously I'm a nerd, but, or dork, whatever. I don't know. I would give those moments with Tommy Schellebarger, my old neighbor. I would give anything to have those moments with him again, even while he's laughing at me for falling, you know, my ice cream falling on the ground. And he kind of made me feel better just in those moments. I mean, feeling bad for, like, his feeling bad for me and him wanting to make it right. And what a sweet person. What a sweet little person he was. And he's such a sweet person now. And we're still friends. And I love his whole family. Very sweet people. And I have a lot of friends, like, that I've known for forever. You know, or for a long, long time. And I just heard from a girlfriend of mine, Paulette. She was a good friend of mine at Cal State Northridge, where I went to school. And so she wrote me today, and she just subscribed to the show. So hi, Paulette. I know this isn't your bag, baby, but thank you for at least listening to the show. And I think you're freaking awesome also. Thank you for saying that to me. You know, I love you so much. You know, I have such good memories of my other days, you know, like my first half of my life was, you know, it was fraught with peril in some cases, but my days at Cal State Northridge were pretty great, and I made a lot of amazing friends there, and a lot of people I've lost touch with that I really miss. You know, and then the years that followed, I made a few more friends that I'm still friends with like 20 years later. And, but that's the kind of nostalgia I'm talking about. It's like when you have like weird memories from your childhood, like, you know, I remember laying down with my cat on my grass in front of my little tiny house in Van Nuys and looking up at the enormous palm trees that lined our street. And a long, long time ago, most of the streets in LA were lined with palm trees. And now it's rare to see it, actually. Most of the palm trees, they have died, or they've stopped growing, or they started shedding leaves, and the leaves are enormous, and they've got spikes on them, and they hit people in the head. So it's become like a safety hazard. Nobody gave a crap about safety in the 50s and the 60s, but now they do. Now people give a crap about safety. So in Chico, California, when I first moved to Paradise, we'd go down to Chico on Fridays, because that's during the summer, is the, you know, the time to go dancing. My God, the best bands in Chico, and they go, and every Friday, you just get your groove on. You just go, and you just, I mean, well, my husband and I, we would smoke a buttload of weed, and we would take our kids, we would smoke in the van, right, our VW van, this, you know, hippie parents, and we would just go and just shake our booties for like 4 or 5 hours, you know. And our kids would go when they're really little. And then later, after he couldn't walk as much, his back was hurting, I would take the kids. And after he and I broke up, and, you know, 13 years gone. But anyway, after he and I started the divorce proceedings, and even after he died, I was taking my kids to that Friday nights, every night. Let's go dancing in the park. And they were like, when they were preteens, and they were like, no, it's embarrassing. And then by the end of the night, they'd be dancing. You know, and it was just one of these family traditions, you know. So I have memories of that. And then watching the kids run through the sprinklers, and there's this fountain that they put. But we had in that park, in Chico, they had the palm trees too, and they had to cut them down, and there were protests, and of course, you know, hippie parents, we go to everything. You know, let's go to a protest, and afterwards, you know, we'll go to someone, we'll pile in the car and go to someone's house and continue the evening and drink beers and eat vegetarian food, and just is how it was, you know. But, you know, and then we had the peace protests and the anti-war protests. We had everything. Not peace protests. No one ever protests against peace. But you guys know what I mean. Like peace marches, you know, the whole nine yards as far as being a hippie parent. You know, it's kind of how we were for a while. But today I've been just trying to get the word out there about my show. I've been, again, a little bit nervous. And we've got 13 months before I run out of money, and I don't want to have to get a job and stop the show. And that's what's going to have to happen if I don't get the word out. And I start thinking you guys might be part of groups online. So I'm asking, please, if you can, put your little spin on what your take on the show is. Like, hey, you know, I've been part of this group for a while, and I want you guys to know about Metaphysical Soul Speak, the podcast, you know, and just give them the, you know, anchor.fm/metaphysical, or just tell them to look it up, you know, especially on iTunes. If you guys could even go put a little review on iTunes, that will put me on the charts. Or if anyone knows Joe Rogan, put me on Joe Rogan's show, because he's pretty awesome. I would love to be interviewed by him. I'll tell him about my first acid experience. He'll find that hilarious. But anyway, I'm just, you know, trying to get the word out there, trying to boost it, talk to, or at least I wrote emails to like 20 Instagram influencers tonight in the New Age community. I've already started to contact the Los Angeles, what is that thing? Why are the words Light Brigade coming up right now? That has nothing to do with this thing in LA. Light Brigade. All right, if the words Light Brigade mean anything to you, then you guys got to let me know what that means. It sounds cool. Sounds really cool. And I have no idea why I'm getting these words are shoved into my mind from someone who's in the room with me right now. Is it Brother Yeshua? No. Who is this? Someone's in the room with me, guys. Are you an angel? No. That sounds like the angel would be a Light Brigade. Are you an ET? I mean, off-worlder? Yes. Arcturians? You guys are saying Light Brigade. Okay. Is it a Facebook group? No. The Arcturians are telling me something. I don't know what this is. What do you guys want to talk about? I mean, I'm in the middle of doing the show. Y'all know this, right? Okay. Because I'm just going to channel, by the way, guys, I'm channeling Brother Yeshua tonight. A lot of you know him as Jesus, but Brother Yeshua wants to come through tonight. So, Brother Yeshua, you're here with me, but the Arcturians, you guys want to come through tonight also? No, they're just saying something about the Light Brigade. All right, they're saying they'll tell me after the show. All right, well, if I figured out, I'll let you guys know. We are 99 on the Ascension Symptoms Scale. As you could tell, it has been a rough, rough week, especially with all the digestion stuff that's going on with people. Sometimes that's related to sexual frustration or sexual guilt or just regular guilt, regular frustration. That could be tied to a number of different religions. If you are part of a religion that has guilt as a huge factor, if you're Jewish, you know what I'm talking about. If you're Catholic, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, I grew up Catholic, and most of my friends in LA are Jewish, so we had that in common, so it was like kind of a point of bonding, you know, that whole guilt stuff that parents and grandparents can put on us, and sometimes aunts and uncles as well. My aunt was a Carmelite nun in the Catholic Church, and yeah, anyway, I loved her. She didn't make me feel guilty very much, but Sometimes she did, because she was always praying around me. She'd bring me to her house to watch me when I was a little kid. And then she would be like, you're going to help me dress the baby Jesus. And she had like the baby Jesus in her house. And so with the Prince of Peace statue. And so I'd have to help her. And she sewed outfits, and her outfits were accurate. And like every week, you know, I'd go and he'd have a different dress on, and every color meant something in the Catholic Church. It was pretty crazy. I still don't even know what the hell she was on about when she's trying to explain this is the color of that, or, you know, what's the mint green for? You know, what's the pink for? Why is he wearing blue this week? Can't, you know, why do you keep dressing your doll? It was like so weird to me. I'm like, what is happening right now? But she wasn't sick a day in her life, so there's something to her faith. She was actually, when she died, it was because she was drunk coming back from Vegas gambling and was hit by a car that couldn't see her for whatever reason. I don't know why. She had a huge white afro and freaking really loud colored clothes, always hot pink, hot orange, hot yellow, green, all in the same outfit usually. I love my Aunt TD. See, there you go, nostalgia, and I'm missing her quite a bit. And anyway, she wasn't in the crosswalk, so no one could sue anyone, and this guy just ran over her and her friend with a car, and friend was killed right away, and she was put in the hospital for a couple days, and then she died, and it was horrible. But you know what? It was a terrible way to go, but not compared to slowly dying over time, which a lot of people take the cancer way out, and it's hard. You know, I think I'd rather just die instantly, to be honest, but asteroid or something. But, you know, I don't ever walk across the street unless it's in a crosswalk, because if you get hit by a car, at least your family can sue for the money to bury you. There's my weird advice for the day. All right. 99 on the Ascension Symptom Scale, and for the Schumann Resonance tonight, again, and they must be affected too, the people that are writing these reports. They're saying that the report was from yesterday, and it was at 1700, and then they had another 1700 from yesterday, or from today. So I know that this has got to have been the morning report for today. They forgot to change the date and the time. So anyway, it says, the first report says, the light activity we saw yesterday did not stop, and in this new chart, we see that it began to intensify since 20 UTC yesterday to then generate a significant first peak at 2 UTC time, which reached 36 hertz frequency. A few hours later at 6 UTC has begun what so far is the strongest activity of the last few days, which led immediately to a peak of 46 hertz, followed by 44 hertz at 7:45 UTC time. Now, 1700 report, the second one listed as 1700, but the first one listed for today says, after the peaks previously reported, the situation gradually returned to normal, only a small flicker at 14 hertz at 1330 UTC. All right, fine. So 46 was a big one for Italy. Now, you want to talk big ones, we're going to go somewhere else. All right. In California. You know, it's funny. You can say the big one and it sounds so dirty. If you talk about anywhere in the world, the big one, then you talk about California and you say the big one, people go, oh, the earthquake. I just realized that. Okay. All right. At midnight in California, the Schumann resonance was at 161. And by 4 a.m., it was at 155. That's still huge, though. All right. That's huge. The big one. All right. In Hofuf, Saudi Arabia, the Hertz frequency of the Schumann resonance was 126. And it went down to 123 by 4 a.m. Now, just for reference, if you're just new, just tuning in for the first time, and you're like, what the heck is Schumann resonance? Because I know that I've been putting out a lot of ads lately so that people will listen to the show. Well, for millions of years, supposedly, the Hertz frequency, we don't really know millions of years. There's not a record of that. But for many, many decades, while this has been, after this was discovered, the Schumann resonance, it's kind of like a wave form that is between the surface of the Earth and the ionosphere around planet Earth. So there's these waves that travel through the air, and it's like the vibration or the heartbeat of the Earth. And normally it's 7.83. So anything above 8 is abnormal, okay? So that's why in Italy, they're like, wow, 46, right? But then when I go to heartmath.org, I look at these numbers and it just blows my mind. All right, so in Hofuf, Saudi Arabia, they started off at 126 at midnight. They were down to 123 by 4 a.m. Now in Lithuania, they were at 206 Hertz frequency at midnight, and they went down to 188 by 4 a.m. I don't know why there's such a huge movement in this. This is so crazy. In Alberta, Canada, the one that we've always noticed is huge, once again, it went back up. 312 at midnight, and by 4 a.m., it just moved down to 310 in Alberta, Canada. Now, in Northland, New Zealand, they were at 88. There's a nice master number for you, 88. That was at midnight, and by 4 a.m., they were down to 86. In Hulului, South Africa, they were at 45 hertz frequency at midnight, down to 24 hertz frequency at 4 a.m. All right, so we're going to go through today's lesson in A Course in Miracles. It's very easy. I will there be light. I will there be light. Today we are considering the will that you share with God. This is not the same as the ego's idle wishes, out of which darkness and nothingness arise. The will you share with God has all the power of creation in it. All right, I'm not going to talk more about it, but I'm just giving you a taste. So maybe you'll want to go to acim.org or just any A Course in Miracles app works. Let's see. I will there be light. Let me behold the light that reflects God's will and mine. I will there be light. Darkness is not my will. So those are what it says for the practice periods. And again, lesson 73 says, I will there be light. So, I don't know, if I read it a couple different ways, you're going to get different meanings out of it. And there you go. So tonight is a channeling night. I didn't even know that. I've been so busy and laser focused on what I was doing, I completely forgot I even had a show for a couple hours while advertising my show for a couple hours. Crazy, right? And then at the last minute, I'm like, oh man, it's Wednesday. I was thinking about a weird news Wednesday or a wacky world Wednesday or just a world news, just normal world news. And I did tell you guys a little bit about Brazil and, you know, the light being flying above it, plus the Amazon. The beautiful, lovely Amazon's filled with monkeys and amazing animals, gorgeous birds of every color. You know, things I saw there also. I saw tarantulas and jungle cockroaches. Like, my God, did you know that even existed? That I wasn't thrilled about. But I saw alligators. I saw pink dolphins in the river. That's a real thing. I wasn't on acid when I was there. Pink Amazon River dolphins are real. anacondas. I saw a lot of cool things there. I love the Amazon. And I like that I live 45 minutes from it. It's a beautiful place. So please send your love and your prayers for the Amazon. You know, anyway, I'm going to come right back. I'm going to give us, we're just going to challenge Brother Yehoshua. I think you might want to address some of these horrid symptoms we've been having. But I don't know. He didn't tell me yet. And then the Arcturians are here saying the words Light Brigade. So I'm going to take a quick break. Maybe ask a few more questions about this Light Brigade thing. And then we're going to get into what Brother Yehoshua has to say right after this message. Hi guys, I know that it's summertime, it's August, I was born in August, and I know this is a hot, hot month, especially if you're in the United States, and now we've sent the hotness over to Europe. So if you are enjoying the summer heat, but you're not enjoying what it's doing to your skin, I may have a solution for you. CTFO, known for its high-quality CBD oil hemp products. CTFO stands for Change the Future Outcome. Of course, this is changing the future outcome of your skin, your life, and, well, maybe your pocketbook if you decide to join the business for absolutely free. And the link is provided for the products and the business right in this show's description. I just wanted to let you know real quick that CTFO has a brand new full spectrum CBD oil, hemp oil infused SPF 30 sunscreen. So this looks amazing. This is really going to help you out with those fine lines, dark spots, and skin aging that normally would occur if you did not use any protection at all. As you know, CBD oil does help against free radicals. It helps get rid of wrinkles. It reverses skin conditions such as ruddiness, breakouts, and also inflammation in the skin. So this is a gentle, sheer formula enriched with antioxidants, and it protects all skin types as well as being water resistant. We also have a new after sun skincare cream filled with vitamin D. And as you know, your skin would love to absorb the vitamin D, not just from the sun, but also from the cream after you're out of the sun. Remember, we talked about a couple weeks ago how vitamin D can help you absorb things like magnesium, potassium, vitamin C, and it goes down to the bone and it makes you so healthy. Vitamin D is excellent. And here it's this cream, this After Sun skincare cream has loads of vitamin D. So if you want to check it out, yeah, if you don't want to, that's cool. If you want to check it out, there is a link in the show's description. Just wanted to let you guys know. All right, guys, during my little break, I went for 10 minutes and did dishes in my kitchen, getting things a little bit more organized, and I asked the Arcturians or Arcturians, what is your Light Brigade? Why did you guys tell me that? And this is what they had to say, is that they are able to put their ships in the seventh dimension, even though they are ninth dimensional beings. They wanted me to let you guys know that that wave, that purple energy wave that came over us, that just affected us so harshly, wasn't really part of the ascension plan. It was an anomaly that occurred, and that they have sent many, many ships to surround the planet And if you are super high in vibration, you know, if you're vibrating higher than the fifth dimension, you're probably going to be able to see the outline of their ships. But they're calling it now the Light Brigade, or at least this is the mission Light Brigade, maybe. They didn't say the word mission, I'm saying that. But they want me to let you guys know that they are sending us love and light, and they're trying to help clean up the negativity that reached us from the purple Eeyore cloud when the supernova went, well, supernova in the year 1054. And that energy just reached us this past week. The shockwave of it took that long, like what, 1,000 years almost. Is that right? Yeah. So anyway, their Light Brigade is to help smooth over our ruffled feathers and to help us feel less sad and melancholy and all that. Even though I know everything is in divine order and the way God planned it, the Arcturians didn't plan for that to happen. And, you know, they're not in charge of us, but they're kind of like our big brothers and sisters that are here to help us ascend. And they can't wait for us to be through it, you know, and they're here to help us through it, as well as the Pleiadians and the Lyrans and many other off-worlders. But that's what they wanted me to tell you guys, is that they are here. And if you need help and you're in dire straits, say, hey, Arcturians, can you guys soak up some of the energy here or transform it? And they will. They're coming to do that. That's why they're here. Their Light Brigade is here to do that. Sweet, right? Okay. Now, for you guys that are new to channeling, channeling is when you either directly or indirectly channel the message of a being that sometimes is alive but in another place, like another planet or an angel or someone in heaven, or it's when you channel the message of somebody who has passed away. When I say in heaven or someone has passed away, I mean if you channel Archangel Raphael, he or she, because Archangel Raphael is one of those angels that's ambiguous gender-wise, gender-neutral, maybe. You might want to call it that. But anyway, Archangel Raphael has never died, so he's in heaven. He, she is in heaven, but at the same time, has never passed. So anyway, you can channel people, ascended masters. You could, channel, you know, or at least if you are a channeler, you can. And I am a channeler, and I've been doing this for many, many years, mostly for my friends. My husband, one time, his master came through me once. And so I've been channeling for a long time, over 21 years anyway. But publicly, only this year. This is the first year I have actually gone public with it, because so many other channelers have stepped forward and I felt encouraged to do so. And I'm glad I did, because now at least once a week we have some channeled messages coming through for all of humanity. And the messages are relevant to what we're all going through. And so this is for the collective, the 144,000, which it's a lot more than that. That's just a symbol of what's happening. But anyway, Brother Yehoshua said that he wants to come and talk to us about what's happening with humanity. I am an indirect channel. I do not allow anyone, no matter who it is, not even Jesus himself, can take over my body. And he understands and obviously respects that. I don't want to be touched randomly, and I don't want to be touched from inside my body randomly. Kind of freaks me out. So as a Virgo, I'm an indirect channel. I can hear the messages through telepathy. And if I don't hear something correctly, I always ask through muscle testing if that's what I'm actually hearing. And if I don't like what I'm hearing, I will question and question, so that you guys get the most accurate information, and hopefully it's going to be information that helps you. So we'll see. We'll see where we go. I'm going to put this phone down on my little Kleenex box here. Hopefully you can still hear me. Then I'm going to go into my channel. I go into a trance, but again, oh goodness, here we go with the frog. My mother said frog means faithfully rely on God. So, all right, here we go. I thought I'd already done that. Sorry about that. Okay. All right. I'm already connected to Brother Yehoshua, so I'm going to take a couple deep breaths, and I'm going to say this. This is a Pleiadian thing. If you touch your forehead and say these words, you will become better able to see psychically whatever it is you want to see. Sometimes when I'm channeling, I'll get a visual, and I'll have to describe the scene for you guys if I get a visual of something. Okay. So you touch your forehead lightly in your third eye area, and you say, Ki ah sha, ki ah sha, ki ah sha. And that helps to activate your third eye. Aye. All right, Brother Heshva, I am already connected to you, correct? Muscle testing says yes. Hey, brother. You are welcome to speak, so whenever you go, I will just relay what you say. Hey, little sister. It's good to see you again, and it's good to be back. And yeah, thank you for coming on to Metaphysical Soul Speak, the podcast. He says, it's a pleasure to be here as always. Everyone in heaven is so busy these days with the shift. Everything and everyone is shifting one way or another. Those that are not waking up are shifting to another planet unbeknownst to them. Those who are awakening are shifting upwards, upwards and ever upwards in vibration and in knowledge and in faith. And they are coming across teachers to help them every day in the most beautiful and illustrious ways. And for us in the upper realms, we are overjoyed. We could not be more pleased at how everything is going and how so many beings from so many places have come to join the humans that are lifting themselves up out of the muck and the mire and moving into the fifth dimension. And many of you have already been in higher dimensions than that. Many of you have been in the seventh dimension. Even if you're normally in the fifth, there are days or moments. And when you feel like nothing can harm you, those are the days you're in the seventh. You might even be as high as the ninth dimension at times. We are saying this to you because we don't wish for you to feel as if you are stuck in a box still. After you hit the fifth dimension, you freed yourself up spiritually in ways you can't begin to understand. And by the way, I say we because my mother is here with me. Mother Mary is here. And we are coming together as a message. Oh, should I? Okay, so Brother Yehoshua, should I be connected also to your mother? No, it's not necessary, but she says hello. Hi, Mother Mary, I love you. Madre Maria. Y Jesus, by the way, for Spanish-speaking audience, so you understand who I'm talking about. Okay. So what do you guys have to tell us? Everything is, of course, going as planned. There have been many incidences recently that have made a little doubt, or I don't want to say a lack of faith, but there's been some doubts. The rainforest being on fire for sure has been one of those things. It's been 3 weeks. And a lot of people think that that should not happen in a fifth dimensional world. I'm here to tell you it's very possible. Fire is very possible. A lot of your scientific rules and principles that apply to the third dimension still apply here in the fifth dimension, but there are some of the scientific rules that are a little more lax, if you will. For example, time has been a great anomaly, whether it's speeding up or slowing down. You could sleep 8 hours and it feels like you slept 10 minutes, or other times you could sleep 4 hours and it feels like you've slept 12. You are having hours that feel like full days, and you are having full days that went by in what feels like 20 minutes. Welcome to the fifth dimension, guys. This is one of the things that occurs. We wanted to let you know that, no, you're not going crazy, and no, there's nothing wrong with your mind. It's okay. This is one of the things that you have to get used to. It's, well, to coin one of your earthly phrases, it's the wishy-washiness of time. When you get to the seventh dimension, time hardly exists at all. It does exist, but it's very, 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 very slow. Or maybe from your perspective, very, very fast. And now we're trying to figure it out. I'm conversating with him in my mind. Okay, I think it's slow in heaven because it seems like there's no time at all. Right, okay, yes. He's like, okay, yeah, that does make sense. All right. I think that's how it goes. Right, okay, because he's saying that you can have... Well, he says, okay, for them it passes extremely fast, or there's like no time at all. You think of something and you're there. You think of a place and you're there. Think of a person, you're right there in an instant. So it seems like time is super fast for them. But when you're on Earth, time is very slow in heaven compared. So he was like saying, yeah, okay, we're having the argument because because it's too, we're both seeing it from our own perspective, and it's really different for each of us. All right. I'm glad we cleared that up. All right. Really? Oh my gosh. Okay, guys, he says there are going to be some major cures for some big diseases coming down the pike very quickly. In 6 months, and there's going to be breakthroughs. Can you tell us what diseases it will be? He says yes. Okay. You're seeing heart disease? Yes. Emphysema? Yes. Cancer? Yes. And this cure is going to be brilliant and a breakthrough and an anomaly all at once. But you're not going to believe, like, when it happens. He says, from our perspective, we're seeing it 6 months' time. It might be 8 months or 10 months your time. You know, we're not really clear on when it will be revealed, but we have seen the future from our perspective, and we see that it's very, very, very soon. Oh, interesting. He says, okay, we see, when we look on the timelines, it's like we're looking at a map, just like you do on your phones or your computers or a paper map. You see lines, and those lines are streets and roads. Well, we look at a timeline map, and we see streets and roads. And as they're running, nice timing. As these streets are running on our timeline maps, they're actually not streets at all, but rather they're like the timeline tunnels. Okay, exactly. He's saying that I helped you to traverse years ago. Yes, Jesus actually taught me how to timeline travel. And so, Brother Yeshua, sorry. So, and I did actually on my timeline episode, guys, you could go back and in here how you two can learn to navigate time forward and backwards with your consciousness, not your physical body. Okay, we're back. So, yeah, when we looked at these, there are events for humanity that we get to see from heaven, from our perspective, and these events light up like a light bulb on the map. And so when we look at those events, we can see what they are. And what we saw was a blip in your very near future. And it's related. All the diseases are going to be cured by this one relatable thing. It's going to be given to humanity so quickly, and it's going to be so simple a cure that the governments will not have any time to soak it up. He's trying to show me to take it, soak it up or take it out of the public view. And it will have zero military applications. So it's not going to be something that goes away. Awesome. I love this. So can you tell us what it entails? You're saying you don't want to ruin the timeline? Okay. So he's saying he doesn't want to ruin the timeline, but are you saying energy? It has something to do with energy. But you mean like electricity energy? He says yes. Something similar to that or along those lines. Awesome. All right. That's so cool. Thank you. I did not expect this at all. This is really awesome news. And it will help more than these diseases that you mentioned. Many diseases are going to be cured with this. What this technology is going to do is align your soul body with the one will. Even though the person, quote unquote, inventing this is not going to understand that that's what's happening. You can always start right now to align your soul to one will. I and my Father's will are one. Could be one of your affirmations that you say. You can imagine that you are in alignment with God and God's will. And we're not saying this from a religious perspective. Again, we don't come and speak religiously. We come and speak from our hearts as ascended masters because we love you. We love humanity. This has nothing to do with religion. So please don't disregard the message because you're not the religion that they made in my name, even though I was not the creator of the religion that came hundreds of years after I died. Again, this is Brother Yeshua Jesus talking. By the way, yeah, this is Elena talking. Jesus was not a Christian. It's absurd to say that Jesus was a Christian and you have to be a Christian. It's not absurd to be a Christian and follow Jesus' footsteps. That's not what I'm saying. But Jesus himself was supposedly already ascended into heaven. You know, by the time the religion came about. So he's saying, don't shoot the messenger. He says, some of my messages are good. Some were distorted, but don't shoot the messenger right now. And Mother Mary saying, why would you? Because this is good news. Of course, this is really good news. It's marvelous news. All right. So what else do we have? We wanted to address the symptoms of the stomach that many people are having. People have been very confused about what to eat. Some people are pointing fingers at others saying, see, I told you not to eat that. And they're shaming each other. Don't shame people for eating what they are led or guided to eat. Now, regardless of what it is that you're eating, you might be, in fact, you're bound to be having some anomalies with your digestion at this time. It's possible you're having gas, bloating, nausea, vomiting, problems digesting your food, feeling like you're not hungry, but then your stomach hurts like you're hungry. Then you go to eat, you feel full. A lot of these anomalies are occurring because your center of gravity is different than it used to be. This is very interesting, guys. I didn't think you'd say that. That's crazy. So, okay, explain to us, Brother Yeshua, what does that mean, our center of gravity? The way in which you move your body is changing. The center of gravity in your body that keeps you walking at a certain pace, you might find yourself walking a little different. Your hips, legs, back are hurting as a result of this as well. That's also the symptoms that people are reporting. I'm saying that, guys. Elena is saying that. I did forget to mention that people are having sharp shooting pains in their hips and in their backs and necks. And for me, for sure, my ankles. I just thought it was because I had surgery. I forgot to mention that. That was another part of the ascension symptoms. Okay, so Brother Yeshua, what else? So because your center of gravity and your bodies are changing, and also you guys might be noticing that you're lifting up off your couch or your bed or off the ground. If you're standing, sometimes it feels like you're being lifted up and then put back down. And this is your Merkaba, spirit light body, is activating itself. And when your spirit light body is functioning, that's when your center of gravity will be different. The center of gravity will no longer be your stomach, center of your torso, but rather the center of your chest, your heart. Interesting. Okay. So, all right. So it's showing me that there's, like, you know, the neuronal cells that you have in your stomach and in your heart and your brain. This is like the central operating system now for you, is your heart. You're still able to think, you still have a brain, you still have the things you had before, but things are changing. Because as the center of gravity of your physical body is moving up to your heart center, so is your emotional center moving to your heart center. Even though you might still get those gut instinct feelings, and even though you might intellectually be able to take the emotion out of decision-making, everything is going to drop up or lift up or drop down into the heart from, you know, and if you play it that way, in which your heart is responsible for making your life's decisions, it's going to make your life a lot easier. Putting the emotion back into decision-making, but aligning yourself at the same time with the one will and always being connected to your eighth chakra, 18 inches above your head. That's going to help you align to where you need to be in order to make the decisions with the emotions. Don't only connect with your heart and make emotional decisions, because you have to be connected to the one will in order for the decisions to be made correctly. You are still too tied to negative emotions, scarcity and lack emotions, fear-based, sad emotions, and also tragic pasts and stories that you told yourself that were tragic in the past. All of these things can't hold you back if you use your emotions to make a decision without connecting to divine. So we ask you to keep your emotional body drained of all the negative past energies and keep filling yourselves up like vessels filled with light. Your emotional body, your mental body, anything that doesn't serve you, just clear it out. Clear it out. Clear out your body. Keep everything clear, crystal clear, and say, I and my Father have the same will. My Father's will is mine. Or affirmations similar to this. It's good that you're going through A Course in Miracles because this does help. It helps to unravel and take apart who you truly are from your past. It helps to separate you from incidences and things that occurred in your life that you're still holding on to. You need to unravel yourself from your past and your past emotions and your knee-jerk reactions of those emotions. Because from now on, your center of gravity will be your heart. As such, you're going to make decisions based on your heart. And when you are in full and complete alignment and the transition has been made, you won't be eating food based on what your stomach wants. You'll be eating food based on the energy you feel in your heart. If you come into the energy field of a specific food and your heart feels sad, you will reject and avoid that food. And this isn't to mean animal products or not animal products. You're going to feel the energy itself of the actual food itself. For some of you, you might have a sad reaction to ice cream, while others will have a happy reaction to ice cream. And this reaction is not going to be based on outward ideas or ideals or belief systems. These emotions are going to be based on your energy field colliding with the energy field of a potential food product. So, for example, when you are in the energy field of something that is going to benefit your eyesight or your digestion, or it's going to complete something in your cells, such as raising the amount of electrolytes in your system, then you will feel a happy, positive energy in your heart. And if you come into contact with something, even if it's a fruit or a vegetable, if it's not going to suit you in that moment, if it's not going to be good for your body in that moment, and that's not what you need, say you've eaten too many foods with vitamin A recently, and you have an overrun of vitamin A, you might come into contact with a food that has a high content of vitamin A, and you're going to feel an energy of rejection, negativity, or sadness in your heart. And what we want you to understand is that it's not really an emotion you're coming into contact with. You're coming into contact with a food that is going to be not consequential or inconsequential. It's not going to promote your health. It won't denigrate your health necessarily, but it's not going to be helpful in the moment. So we're letting you know this because you're going to start feeling flutterings in your heart. A lot of people are feeling these awakenings at the heart level. And we're not talking emotions. We're talking physical symptoms of palpitations. Now, if you feel like it's a real problem, you need to see a doctor. But this might be, it could be anything from your immune system is off or you need electrolytes to this is your latest ascension symptom. And as it comes online, you're going to know automatically what is good for your body and what your body does not need based on the feelings in your heart. So we're not saying that everything that traditionally in the past has been bad for you will automatically be rejected. Indeed, you might see chocolate and your heart feels happy because maybe the magnesium in the chocolate is something you need. Or maybe there's another trace element or mineral in the chocolate that you need. If it's milk chocolate, maybe it's a protein in the milk that was put into the chocolate. and you might need it in a minute amount. So we're telling you this because it's come to our attention that many people are panicking over the heart palpitations, and also there's a lot of disruption in the digestion system. That's because everything is changing. If you need help, ask your spiritual guides, your masters, Archangel Raphael. Ask us, any one of us. We will help to lessen your symptoms, and we will also put in your path information that will help the problem that you're having. Regardless of what it is, it can all be helped through diet or alternative methods. We don't want you to suffer. We want you to get through, to be anchored into the fifth dimension as fast as humanly possible. We want you to get through this. So play around with the energy, the idea that your center of gravity is in your heart. So ask your heart, your high heart chakra, the highest part of your heart chakra, ask your high heart, what is it that we desire right now? This also goes true for relationships. Maybe you have a desire to be alone and meditate. Maybe you have a desire to be coupled up today. Maybe you feel like holding hands or making love or just sitting in silence as you watch a movie together. Or maybe you feel like going out in running or being active with sports or with an activity. Ask your heart what it says, because your heart will become the spokesperson for your whole body. You can still ask individual body parts, but if you wish, but the high heart is in tune with every part of your body. Indeed, it's through your physical heart that the blood is pumped and reaches every part of your body. That's why there is a clear, concise spiritual connection as well as a physical connection. Your heart is connected to the rest of your body the way that your brain is connected to the rest of your body. But we are asking you to be aware that your new center of gravity is your heart. When you achieve the complete knowledge in this, you're automatically, if you are overweight, will lose weight. Your body will become its ideal weight. If you're too thin, you'll gain weight to become your ideal weight. All right. I'm like double checking this, guys. I'm like, the whole time he's talking and I'm telling you what he's saying, but at the same time, I'm double checking this with muscle testing because I want to make sure this is true. This is really what I'm hearing. The information that comes out, you guys have to decide whether it's real or not. You know, take the advice and see if it works. If it doesn't, then you can throw it out. But this is what I'm being told by Brother Yeheshua. So, all right. Okay. I'm back. I just had to say something really quick there. He says, it's okay. Don't worry. It's all right, little sister. He's been calling me little sister for years. Okay. All right, brother. What's up now? Anything else you want to tell us? Yes. And you're saying about our throat chakra? Okay, yeah. It says yes about your throat chakra. Okay. What about it? Okay, we wish for you to feel more in tune with your throat chakra. We want you to love your voice. Love who you are. And too many people are holding back and afraid to speak their truth because they don't want to be rejected by family and friends. But we want you to know that your throat chakra can suffer when you don't speak your truth. Maybe speak your truth to like-minded people. Maybe speak your truth out loud in a room alone if you have to. but we want you to speak your truth and find your voice and your personal power. Right now, the feminine energy is rising, and it will embolden you to feel your truth, but we wish for you also to speak your truth. We do not wish for male or female energies to rise above the other at this time. This is a time, the time of ascension is a time of the twin flame energy. Whether or not your twin flame is incarnate on the planet or not, this is still your time to shine as a twin. Everyone in the world is a twin flame. Okay? It doesn't mean that your twin flame is incarnate, but we wish you to embrace that twinness of who you are, which is to say, we wish for you to embrace inside of your own body, inside yourself, both your masculine as well as your feminine side. When you put them together, you are going to feel complete as a person. And part of this is your voice. We wish for you to allow the golden light of the sun to flow through your throat chakra and indeed through your heart chakra, as well as through your body. We wish for you to allow the energy of the moon, the softer side of the energy of the sun, to flow through your body and give rise to your feminine energy. Your masculine and your feminine energies are combined in your body. We wish for you to combine them in your personality, in your world, in your mind. We wish for you to be complete and feel whole. When you feel complete and whole, there is no longer a need to find your quote-unquote other half, because you know that you are a whole. You are a holistic person. And we have seen so much of people in recent times biding their time, biting their tongue, stopping their words, feeling stifled, and not feeling like they can flow free. This is why we say maybe speak your truth alone, because at least you're speaking your truth. Or speak your truth to like-minded folks. If you feel like you're living in a place or a time in which you cannot speak your truth out loud to everybody, that's okay. We're not asking you to compromise yourself. Do not put yourself in danger. But we are asking for you to just simply speak your truth, even if it's in a small voice, in the bathroom with a fan on where no one can hear you. We want you to understand that this is important for your throat chakra to expand. We want you to know that the light will get stuck. You will block the light because of your fear. So we are sending you energy right now to release your fear of speaking your truth at this moment. And at every moment, any moment you listen to this, and whether you never hear this or not, we're still sending this love and light energy so that people can unlock their truth and speak their mind and speak their heart and speak their real voice. We're sending that energy, not just my mother and I, but everybody who is in heaven. We're sending positive, beautiful energy, love and light, not just the spiritual masters, everybody that is awake and aware in heaven is sending love and light to all of you right now. Your relatives that have passed before you, the ones that are not being cocooned at the moment, are sending the energy to you. Everyone is loving you. We are as if we are on one big team. We're one big family because we all are one. You are me and I am you. I am Brother Yehoshua. I am here with my mother, Mary, or Madre Maria. For some of you, you want to call her Madre Maria. That's okay. We love you all. We came to tell you the news from above, as it were, when we will come back again when the timing is right to give you more information. But until then, you may ask us anything. We will help in any way we can. Ask your God, Creator, whatever you wish to call it, or call Him. We want you to just call upon higher spiritual guidance, your higher guides, the ones who love you, who have moved on before you, your relatives who have passed on. You can ask all of us to pray with you and for you, because we are doing that anyway. We love all of you. And we are all so proud of the bravery it took for you to come at this time, to be on Earth, this time to transition into another dimension. This is the only time this has ever happened. This is happening. And this is why you're attracting the attention of so many galactics from around different galaxies and universes. Everyone is watching you. And everyone is sending you love and light and the energy of victory. The energy of winning, becoming enlightened and free. Next time you're outside, smell the air. Smell the victory and the freedom and the positive energy and vibration we send you. Take it into your body, into each individual cell, and remember that your center of gravity is now your heart. When you meditate, focus on your heart chakra. This will serve you well in the months to come. This is our whole message for tonight. We hope that you have gained the good knowledge. We hope that you have received us well this evening, and that the healing energy and the high vibrations of love and peace and light that we continuously are bombarding you with, we hope that it is penetrating every part of your body, every part of your heart, all of your chakras, your cells, your spirits. We hope that this message has helped to lift you up and once again remind you of who you truly are. We all are one. Never forget. Love yourselves as I love you. Thank you, Brother Yehoshua. Thank you. Bless you. He's saying, bless you guys too. Bless all of you. He blesses all of you. He sends his energy, his love and light. Okay. All right. You guys, I'm all relaxed now. I'm probably going to go make popcorn. I've been wanting popcorn. During the break, when I said I was washing the dishes, I was washing my popcorn pan. And I'm going to make it with coconut oil and turmeric to take out the inflammation of the pain I've been feeling, and also because it's healthy, it's good for the heart, and it's popcorn, so I'm gonna have to watch a TV show with it and just think about what I just learned from Brother Yeshua. Interesting, right? Our center of gravity is our heart. I've never heard any channeler say that anywhere. It's not anything I've ever thought of. But when he said it, I felt an energy right in the center of my chest. And I felt like this is somehow true. And it makes a lot of sense. So if you have any questions or comments about tonight's episode or ideas for upcoming shows, let me know. Shoot me an email at metaphysicalsoulspeak@gmail.com. And if you are a celebrity and you want to send me a really cool, hot commercial, send me your voice message, anchor.fm/metaphysical. Or if you know a celebrity, let me know. how to get in touch with them, because I need all the help I could get with the podcast, getting the word out, and all that good stuff. Anyway, I wanted to say thank you to you guys for adding me on iTunes and helping me get up in the ranks so that I get promoted. Thank you for listening to the show in general, and thank you for being my listener and being in this boat with me that we're all in, because I know we all are one. And I'm grateful for you guys, for each and every one of you. Even if you never write me or you never let me know that you're there, I know you're there. And I feel some of you, I feel your struggles. Some of you, I'm feeling your happiness and joy. Some of you, I just feel your tiredness, and I feel you. I know it's going for me too this way. Just the days are melding together. They're going so rapidly for me, but at the same time, the pain was here. I'm a lot better today pain-wise, but it's been a rough frickin' week. So I hope that you guys, whenever and wherever you are listening to this, that you are giving yourself the space and the grace to grow in the ways that right now are unforeseeable, but we know it's happening. Stick to your heart. Follow your heart. It's not going to steer you wrong. It's your heart. And like Brother Yeshua said, don't connect to your lower chakras. Connect to your heart chakra and connect to your eighth chakra. And connect with the one will, the true divine. Connect with your spiritual healing team and your spiritual team. And don't disconnect from them now. Stay with it. You're going to grow by leaps and bounds if you do that. And if you don't know what I'm talking about by a spiritual team or spiritual healing team, I did do episodes on this. So please go back and look for those. You could even just do a basic search on a search engine. Just look up Metaphysical Soul Speak Spiritual Team. And those episodes will come up. Especially on Google. I'm like super active on Google. Like all, you know, you'll see like 5 or 6 episodes right there. The award that I won, you'll even see that, everything. So, pretty cool. And thank you again for listening and for letting your like-minded friends and colleagues in on the show. I'm glad. It is growing by leaps and bounds. I've been really pleased with my numbers lately. Let's just keep it up. So we can all grow together and all get anchored into the fifth dimension together. And it's just going to get better and better. In every day, in every way, we are getting better and better and better and better. Anyway, that's all I got to say about that tonight, guys. I'm going to go have some popcorn and think about you and think about my show for tomorrow. All right. Signing off with peace and joy and the high vibes of the holy fifth dimension. Until next time, peace. Metaphysical Soul Speak is run on sponsors and listener support. This means listeners like you. If you are so inclined to support my efforts and my little podcast, please visit me at anchor.fm/metaphysical and pledge an amount of your choosing today. Thank you. We'll be right back.